This is Clyde Pilkington. We're in the studios of Bible Students Radio, and I'm here talking with Andre Snyder. He's my editor, and we're just doing a little reminiscing about our long history together.
I was brought to salvation. God gave me the faith to believe back in August of 1981. And then I finally, I had gone to a couple of different churches, you know, played around with the Christian religious system for a while, not knowing any different at the time. Somehow I came to know about you, I think through somebody who knew somebody. Remember Vince, the guy that first brought you to,
yeah.
I think his name is Vince, had met or known one of the guys through whom I was studying and fellowshipping at the time and came, you know, God used to bring me to the message of salvation. So that was back in August of 81, and he told me about your place up in Hampton, Virginia. And then I came out to your place, I think it was sometime around October, November 1983 is when I first met you.
Wow, what a journey
over 28 years, I think.
My goodness. We have come a long way together. I'll tell you, there are very few brothers from back at that point in our walk together who are still around with us. You know, over the years, we have learned God has just so richly blessed us to understand His Word and grow in so many things. All along the way, we learned certain truths, and then the Lord gave us some more folks to fellowship with. And yeah, I know some of this last journey, you know, we've been able to rejoice in the happy God, how much He loves us.
Amen.
And not only us, but just everyone.
Everybody.
Wow. And I remember, you know, first sharing those truths with you, you know, privately, just as I was learning them myself, coming to firm them up in my mind, and you just latched onto them and embraced them. They were good to your heart like they were mine.
Yeah, they sure were. Who doesn't want to know and grasp, as you say, and embrace the happy God who has done something for all mankind? It's not an exclusive club.
Oh.
You know, the burden of guilt that one feels when you know, you feel like you have to get out there. And really, I guess what my thinking was at the time was I'm just not capable. I can't do something to try to bring men to salvation.
Yeah. Well, there's all these people, and they're dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
And it's all up to you,
right,
to do something about it. All these people that you're meeting every day that are just falling off the cliff, and you do feel overwhelmed and powerless. And of course, lo and behold, we are powerless to do anything about it.
And what a great point to come to and realize that it isn't of you anyway.
Wow.
You know, what a tremendous relief it is to know that I don't have to be out there and be responsible for somebody else's salvation.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, from that point forward, it just seemed like, and it took me being pretty much uninvolved in religious practice of any kind, going to church, doing the different things. Of course, you've had a lot more exposure and experience with that than I ever did. So I imagine it was tougher for you. But man, once you come to that point and you're freed to realize, you know, God is as wonderful and as big as He claims to be in the wow. scriptures that we'd been led not to believe, you know, you just feel this tremendous weightlessness in a sense, you know, that
wow.
burden of guilt taken off the shoulders.
Absolutely. God given us the faith to dare to believe that the cross of Christ was victorious.
Amen. Yeah.
What a glorious thing that is. Oh, my.
What a victory.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing we talked about, historically speaking, how we, you know, came to this point. I came to, you know, God brought me to the faith. He gave me the faith to believe. I used to say I got saved, but I don't see it that way anymore. I believe Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, that by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, and I believe God gave me that gift of faith by His grace, through His grace, to believe on Him. When I was in the military, I was in the Navy, and I had I'd been exposed somewhat to some preaching. I was basically a Sunday school dropout when I was a kid.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't understand it, or I didn't believe it, or whatever you want to call it, but it just didn't, you know, I wasn't comfortable with it. So, and I was one of those typical people who made fun of religious folks. You know, I remember a guy in my workshop in the Navy. He took a trip to Israel, and he came back a totally changed guy, but he was changed in a way that we all thought was excessive. There's something wrong with this guy. And so that always got me to thinking, being curious about that sort of thing. But anyway, make a long story short, came to know a guy when I was on a station on a naval base. I guess it was Norfolk, Virginia Naval Air Station. I was got stationed as an instructor up there for a piece of electronic equipment, and met a guy there at my in the same outfit I was with. His name was Glenn Young. I remember this to the very day. Just kind of a quiet, reserved guy, very nice, shared the scriptures with me. Didn't believe him for the longest time. And one of the things that got me to thinking, another friend of mine that got saved at the same time, his name was Hal Shelton. We both got saved at the same time. We were just, just came to the realization that we didn't want to go to hell, because that was the way we were, being taught at the time. And we just decided, God is real. But it was through the preaching of the word that somebody had shared with us. And then Glenn Young, he used to have Bible studies during lunch. And then afterwards, we used to meet at another guy who had brought him to that message, God used to bring him to that message. And his name was Mike Sharples. And Mike now lives up in Maine.
Dear brother.
Absolutely.
He's made the journey with us, too, being able to see who Father really is.
And, yeah.
And his love and salvation for all mankind.
Yeah. Just a real dear brother to me. I mean, it's just one of those things. He's sort of like a father in my spiritual journey to me. So anyway, it was shortly after that I came to meet you. And I believe at that point you had already come to know the issue about grace.
Yeah. It was a long process. God began to open my eyes to grace first. Of course, God's source of the messenger of grace, began to see Paul's distinct ministry. Through seeing Paul's distinct ministry, began to see what the work on the cross was really all about, what Christ did at Calvary for every man. So I think I might have learned the message, you might say backwards to some degree, but just rejoice that we were able to make that journey together.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, and ever since then, it's been a relationship with you, Clyde, of pure joy, and I don't know, I just can't put into words how much I love you. I'm thankful for the Father brought us together the way he has, I think about my past life and all the things I've been through, and sometimes it's hard for me to get my mind around, that certain things happen certain ways. If they hadn't, I wouldn't have been brought to this point to have been able to meet you and be a part of that whole process of publishing and just our relationship together. I'm just so thankful that our dad has brought us together the way he has.
Oh, me too. I love you too, brother. We're thankful that the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
That he is ordained that we enjoy and share this life together. And I appreciate your co-laborership with me, the rest of the family, and I look forward to the days ahead.
Who knew we'd be sitting here together broadcasting for internet radio, right?
Wow. that's dad, isn't it? That's one thing we've really shared together over the years, the joy of music. And you are a great musician. One of these days, maybe on your next trip up, we're going to get you in here in the studio and record some of your music so that we can be hearing not only an interview from Andre Snyder, but you'll be able to enjoy some of his music as I do.
Yeah, get my fingers back in shape to play my guitar. speaking of the music, it's a real passion for me to be able to hear the message of God's love and his grace and all that's wonderful about him put to music. There's just some beautiful stuff out there that over the years, I've loved sharing with you. I hear a beautiful song, and I say, hey, Clyde, you got to hear this. I remember driving down the road in the car that I had at the time, just putting on a CD or something. I love doing that and being able to learn it on my guitar and play it and sing it for other people. That has always been something that was special to me. And then sometimes you hear a song and you think, where did that come from? you hear it, you think, man, these people know some things about the love of God, and different from what you're hearing from the standard thing you might be hearing and sitting down in a pew somewhere, So I always enjoy hearing those things a little bit that challenge the traditional. It's sort of the out-of-the-box thinking of typical religious thinking or theology.
And, of course, that's what we're trying to do here on Bible Students Radio, do some out-of-the-box stuff, outside the box, just helping folks enjoy the good God, the happy God, and enjoying Him as Father in their daily life. Been a real joy to have you this week with us. I know you'll be leaving soon, but I'm glad we got a few minutes to come up in the studio and record a little time. I wanted to share you with everybody else who's listening.
Well, there's a lot of me to share.
All right. So anyway, I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother.
And hopefully next time we'll hear some music.
We'll do that.